Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
Cheers to y'all. Drinking that C4 Ultimate. Never mind, they're not a sponsor. I just got it because it was WWE was on the can. But what up, y'all? It's KMB, the Sexy Ninja, and the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe. And this is the New World Podcast, brother. And we're talking about Monday Night Raw, April 15th, 2024. Pat McAfee and Michael Cole on commentary. And we're in Montreal, Quebec. So, big night. Really big night. of course, we got the... I love the arrival footage when everyone's in not in their gear, but they're here and stuff like that. It gives it a more of a... like, athletic feel, you know what I mean? Like, these guys are ready to play ball and stuff like that. It's I just like that a lot. But Rhea Ripley starts the show. Arm in a sling. She was attacked last week by Liv Morgan, so they're using that as a cover for this actual injury because she vacates the Women's World Heavyweight Championship, and it's sad. You know, and I like the approach that Rhea took here without breaking character, without, you know, sacrificing everything she's built as this character by being real with this character, if that makes sense. Like, when she's like, you know, when I come back and I whoever has this title, I am coming for blood. You know, she didn't break down. She didn't get sappy. She didn't be like, oh, my God, you're the only reason why I do this. Blah, blah. No, she stayed in character and said, this sucks, you know, and I'm gonna go out. But I'll be back. And when I come back, you ain't going to be ready for that Rhea Ripley. And, of course, Liv Morgan comes out to taunt her. Adam Pearce is in the ring. You know, Mommy had this really great moment where she put the championship down, you know, had to touch the title one more time. We're getting a new women's champion, world champion next week. I was like, man, that's really soon. But yeah, the show must go on in professional wrestling, and that's what happens. But I love this build with Liv and Rhea. And she's like, all because of a revenge tour? This is why you did this to me? This is why you took my championship away from me? You know, this is because your little revenge tour? And, Liv comes out and it sets the drama, sets the mood of the night. She says, hey, I want to fight. And of course, Rhea headbutts a security guard. And I was like, damn, going out the gangster way. And that is Rhea Ripley. That is Mommy. Thank you, Mommy, for everything you've done. I hope you come back stronger, faster, and you're going to kick more asser. If that makes, I don't know. And we get a little great moment with the Judgment Day backstage. She gives them all a hug. You know, it's Damien's time now to shine. And she says goodbye. And I love when Dom goes, I love you. Yeah, I know. I was like, ah, all right, we're closing this chapter for now. But Rhea will be back. She said a couple months. So when she comes back, it's going to be huge. Sheamus is back. Yeah. Versus Ivar. Got old music back and everything. And so it's fight night, as Pat McAfee told us. Fun match. I really am happy that Sheamus is back because there was rumors and speculation that he was going to go over to AEW and his contract was coming to a close here soon. So I'm glad he's back and he's going to be in WWE. I don't know for how much longer. He has he's a legend amongst like that era with Cena and stuff like that. So I hope Sheamus has a good run this time around, and we have the Sammy and Chad package because we have our big main event tonight for the Intercontinental Championship, and here comes Triple H, and I was like, whoa, they ain't holding back. They're like, we're going to be unpredictable, you know, we're going to be new, this is the new era, and Triple H comes out, Adam Pearce is in the ring, they welcome out Awesome Truth, our Raw Tag Team Champions. No longer Raw Tag Team Champions because we got new Tag Team Championships. The World Tag Team Champions now. They'll be referred to. We're probably going to get new tag team titles on SmackDown. And these titles look gorgeous. I was like, man, we really are in a new era. We're kicking it off in these things, man. But what a great segment. R-Truth made Triple H break because he called him Tommaso Ciampa. I mean, this is so awesome. I mean, this was funny as hell. R-Truth is the best, and I like what Triple H says. I go, hey, man, you know, out of all these people in the business, when you finally got your WrestleMania moment, man, it made my heart warm up. It made me smile and stuff like that. So R-Truth deserves it, man. They got these new tag team titles, and we set up a number one contender match, Triple Threat, DIY versus the New Day versus the Creed Brothers. And, man, you talk about tearing down the house. Oh, DIY gets to the win, but damn, this was a damn good three-way. And these guys just take it to the bank and cash in. As Sheamus says, a banger, a banger, a banger. Jackie with Drew McIntyre backstage doesn't say anything. You can see it in his face. He's angry. Punk took away that number one spot to see who's going to face Damian Priest at Backlash for his championship. And Punk, yeah, he's a thorn in his side, and he wants revenge because he just kicks the TV after seeing what Punk did to him, and he walks away, and that's the last time we see Drew. Angry. Angry Scotchman. Next up, we have Indy, Candice versus Ivy and Maxine. This match was okay, but it told something. It told a story here. So Indy was not really for Candice's ways of winning. She wasn't really for that, the mean girl aspect and everything. But Indy maybe turned around on this idea just so they can get some wins here in the WWE, especially on the main roster. So she takes some tactics of her own to get the W over Maxine and Ivy. So I'm like, okay, is this a heel turn for both of them? I hope so, because I really do like Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae. I think these two can do something special with this. You know, it's all about giving an opportunity, and I think them being heels would be a great opportunity and showcasing more skills than just being the rah-rah, here we are, we're so happy, you know, superstars and stuff like that. And I really hope we get some more with Ivy. I really hope we get some more with Maxine. I do like Maxine. I think she could be elevated in some ways. So, but I did say this match was okay. So Indy and Candice, and Indy finally coming around to Candice's ways. Damian Priest is backstage. You know, he hypes up the Judgment Day because, hey, you know, we got to make sure everybody knows that we still run WWE. We still run Monday Night Raw. And telling Dom, you better take care of Andrade. Finn, you better take care of Jey Uso, because Jey Uso is going to face Damian Priest at Backlash. So a lot going down here. And then we go to Jackie. She's with Chad. Chad's very emotional. He's in the ring. He says, I trained Sammy, and I know his weaknesses. So really cool interview style, too, because he's in the ring. But this is like a interview before Raw, so the arena's empty and stuff like that, and they're in the ring practicing. I really like that. So Andrade versus Dominic with JD McDonagh. Fun match. Really fun match. Andrade got the win. JD tried, you know, to interfere a few times, but Andrade got the win, and JD starts stomping on Andrade. And of course, Dominic starts stomping on him. And here comes Ricochet. And I was like, oh, okay. So Andrade and Ricochet. So we're going to have them kind of team up to go against the Judgment Day. The new Bloodline package, after seeing it, and I was like, oh, that's so good. It's so good. And after that, Kathy's with Jey Uso, saying, asking him about his brother. You know, saying like, hey, you know, I'm really sorry about what happened. And you know what's funny? He's like, Jey goes into this like, yeah, you know, I told him to come with me. You know, the Bloodline, it runs thick and stuff like that. New members are added. But, you know, you go, and then he just switches gears and is like, I'm Jey Uso, though. Yeet. Like, if you watch that interview, it's so funny because he's just like, oh, yeah, my brother, but yeet. So Jey Uso, though, got a big match tonight. Chelsea and Piper versus Katana and Kayden. And I jumped up for joy because Chelsea and Piper got a fucking win. I was like, yes, because I love Chelsea Green. I really do. And I'm like, okay, this is the step in the right direction. No offense to Katana and Kayden. Like, when they became women's tag team champions, I said, that's a little bit too soon. But now, let's start building the actual team I want to see built. It's Chelsea and Piper. So, that was a good move. Kathy's with Liv Morgan. She's like, oh, yes. Sorry, not sorry. Ha, ha, ha. I'm Liv Morgan. Ha, ha, ha. Revenge tour. Take away mommy. Damn it. Cody Rhodes comes out and cuts a promo, especially on The Rock. You know, says he says he's going to make me bleed again. And guess what, Rock? You're going to bleed right with me. And I'm seeing a little bit of chatter, especially clickbait stuff online, where it's like, oh, people are already questioning Cody's reign and stuff like that. I was like, what do you mean? It's been like 8 days. It's just like, we got Raw, SmackDown, Raw. Like, it hasn't even been that. I wouldn't even call it a reign yet. You know, I would call it, I don't even know what I would call it, a part of a new story and stuff like that. But he hasn't, like, once we establish somebody in the other spot that's going to be facing him at LA Knight or AJ Styles, I'm really hoping for AJ Styles, then we'll see what Cody can do as the champ. So we got to put the pieces in, you know, in the correct place of the puzzle. You can't just shove things. And I think what they're doing is like, all right, let Cody cut promos, let Cody do this. Once we establish who is the next threat to Cody, then we can build upon that. It's called pro wrestling. It takes time. It takes, you know what I'm saying, baby? You got to go over the territories. You got to make sure, baby, that the pieces are in the right place. And that's what we got to do with Cody Rhodes. And once we establish on who's going to be on the opposite side of him in that ring, then we build from there. So all that chatter. But he invites Jey Uso out. Jey Uso comes out. And, you know, he tells him, like, hey, man, I got your back anytime, anywhere. And Jay's like, that's cool, man. But yeet, I got this. Yeet. And they both go yeet. And Cody pulling dad jokes, you know. You know, what did he say? Until next time we yeet. And I was like, ah, look at you. Look at you. Oh, man, that was fun. Kathy's with Nia Jax. Nia's like, hey, I beat Becky. I beat Rhea. I beat all these people. Look at me. I'm going to get that championship. And I'm like, no, please don't. And then we have Jey Uso versus Finn Balor. Jey Uso for the win. And yeah, this was a fun match. But I love when Damian comes out. He gets in Jey Uso's face, puts up that championship, and of course the Judgment Day attacks. And I like that Damian was like, whoa, 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 wait. Like, hey man, what are you guys doing? This is my thing right here. Don't take the spotlight off me. This is my thing. But of course Jey got the best of him. And he gets out in the crowd, and the cameraman just starts following him. And I'm like, what is he doing? And he's like walking out. And then like Sammy's outside, and he's like looking at the building. And, you know, he's like, hey, this is where I saw my first wrestling show, man. This is, you know, this is it. And then that's where we start Sammy's intro, and it just gave this big fight feel to the main event. I was like, oh, man, that's cool. Because at first I was like, why are we following Jey? Okay. And then when Sammy gets all hyped up, he starts throwing trash cans and stuff. And I'm like, oh, man, we're going to war. We're going to war for the Intercontinental Championship. And now we're in our main event. Sami Zayn versus Chad Gable. You talk about a bang, bang, banger. Oh, this was such a good match. I mean, the storytelling, the selling, you know, and getting to the finish with Sammy winning. And Chad's, I was like, don't be sad, Chad. Don't be sad, Chad. Please, Chad. Please, please. You know, and Sammy's wife's in the crowd. I believe more of his family. But you know what happens when Chad is sad? Chad goes bad. Yeah, we have a heel turn with Chad Gable. And I was like, oh, and when he is like beating up Sammy and he gets him in the ankle lock, you know, in the corner ring and everything where he's hanging off. And he's like, I was like, oh, man, Chad went bad. I'm glad because Chad needed something. And I think this is the right move. And I saw the video aftermath of the fuck you, Chad. Some vulgar things were said to that man. I'm like, that's good booking. As they would say, that's good booking. And when you get in the territory, baby, you got to make them hate you, baby. You got to make them hate you. That now you know you over. And Chad, good luck. Can't wait to see where we go from here. Solid Monday Night Raw. 5 out of 5. We're going to keep this going all the way into SmackDown. Got NXT. We got that Trick Willie, you know, on a Carmelo match in the steel cage. I can't wait. Oh, life is good. And here we go to another start of a wrestling week. All right, y'all. Tell me what you thought of the show. Drop those comments below. Hit that like. Hit that subscribe. Share it with your grandma. Share it with your grandma. Share it with the bum down at Walmart. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/newworldpodcast. Get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And if you look in the credits of this podcast, you can find that link to the link tree that goes to all the social media, to all the places you can listen to the podcast. If you're here on YouTube or if you're here anywhere else, thank you. Hit that like, hit the subscribe, and I appreciate it. Drop a review. The numbers have been going up, and I'm so happy. So I am KMB the Sexy Ninja, and remember that the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
Are you kidding me? Because you're revenge to a live. Are you bloody killing me right now? You know, I could have actually had some respect for you!